All right, guys, this is Pitmaster Creole. We're airing right now the podcast for Pitmaster Creole at the Santa Anita Winter Circle
Championship. Good afternoon, everyone.
Go ahead and listen, and you'll hear
what's going on. The show on the road. Well, thank you all for coming and making this, once again, a wonderful event that we couldn't do without all of you. We're going to get to awards in a few seconds, but I want to introduce some of the folks behind the scenes who you may not know. We'll start with Raul, who is the man that makes it all happen here at Santa Anita Park.
Raul!
And then Andrew Arthur, who also makes it all happen and is going to make our Woodford Reserve sauce announcement. We're going to do the Woodford Reserve first.
So this is where 10 ends.
And I'll let him have a few words, and then we'll get started.
Hello, all. Thank you for coming out. On behalf of Santa Anita, we appreciate all, each and every one of you that comes out and supports this event. It's a great event. Where are we, year seven? Yeah, so we really appreciate all your support. Our fans love this event, and we look forward to having you next year, too. So let's just roll right into the sauce award sponsored by Woodford Reserve.
All right, we're going for the sauce award competition, best sauce at the event.
Okay, third place for the Woodford Reserve barbecue sauce competition, or sauce competition, is Wild Willy. Third place, come on down.
Wild Willy takes third place.
They are getting a bottle of Woodford Reserve.
Wild Willy takes third place for sauce. And they're getting a big bottle of Wild Willy
Woodford. Looking for Wild Willy. Here he comes.
Looks like whiskey to me.
That's not Wild Willy.
Imposter.
We all know what he looks like.
Ben, can you hold this for me real quick? Ben, can you hold this for me real quick? We will give you this. And
photo op with the bottle.
Get in front of the middle, get in the middle.
And they're taking pictures right now of a very large bottle of whiskey. And they're making noises with their PA system.
All right. Second place, Holy Smokers.
Holy Smokers, all right. Some guys that I know.
Come on down, Holy Smokers. All right, we'll find Holy Smokers later, I guess.
Let's go
to the winner of $500 sponsored by Woodford Reserve, Blues Rock Barbecue.
All right, Blues Rock Barbecue takes first place for the sauce with a nice plaque and a nice bottle of Woodford Reserve whiskey. Congratulations, guys. Good job.
Yeah, go ahead and grab a bottle. Grab the plaque.
Yeah, why don't you guys just get right in front and take a picture here. Before...
Show the picture. There you go.
Do you want me to do it?
No. Perfect. All right, thank you guys for your support, and I'm going to turn it over to the great Ben Lovenstein.
I'll do some last-minute housekeeping items. If you have people's choice tickets and they haven't made their way into the judges' tent, this is the best time ever. There's no waiting in line whatsoever. After awards, I would say races will be over and we're free to use the tunnel you came in on that is hopefully going to be a lot more dry. If you're under 7.5 feet, we strongly suggest you use the Colorado Tunnel to exit. If you have any questions about that or anything else, I'll be here afterwards. After we're done with awards, we'll go through the process of collecting your winnings. But in the meantime, we'll get Rick started with awards. Rick?
All right, this is the KCBS Awards, guys, and we're about
Thank you, Ben. Boy, I don't think we could have waited 10 more minutes for this. Thanks for everybody. The weather has been a challenge this weekend. We appreciate you all coming out. As tradition for us, one of the first things we like to do is recognize those who make this possible for us, and that is our armed forces. So those that are present or past or involved in the military and armed forces, would you please stand? We'd like to recognize you.
By the way, my dad's here and he's standing up because he served in the armed forces and protected his country. So we're the ones that
God bless our troops and God bless barbecue, huh?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. We are very blessed.
No further delays. Let's start with chicken. We're going to call up there are 10 places, 10 through 6, if you will just sort of, make loud for yourself. And 5, 4. We're 10 up. Okay, I'm corrected. We're all the way down to 10. So you hear your name, come on up and enjoy it. Starting in 10th place for chicken, Sharp Gourmet.
All right. One of our newest suppliers with CreoleBrosBBQ.com. We have Sharp Gourmet, which is the woodshed. They're heading down right now. Good job, team.
All right, well, they're rocking. In 9th place, Wild Willie.
Wild Willie again, right on. Willie, you already been drinking that drink already?
Yes, I would drink that Woodford Reserve.
You're a 9 chicken. You
have too much Woodford. All right, in 8th place, transplanted team, formerly from California, now in Arizona, the Pit Crew.
All right, the Pit Crew. Way to go, guys.
In 7th place, 2 Live Q.
All right, 2 Live Q. Regular group of guys.
Derek, it's that new truck.
It's that fancy new truck that cooked the barbecue right on the engine.
In 6th place, try not to laugh, Bob's Morning Wood.
All right, Bob's Morning Wood.
I wish I'd thought of that. All right, in 5th place, I can come down now, 789 Barbecue.
All right, you guys just missed. Monsoon Barbecue just took 4th place in chicken.
3rd place chicken, a little familiar name, Burnin' and Lootin'.
All right, Jerry, Burnin' and Lootin' took 3rd place in chicken.
Hello, Jerry. You start moving yourself to the forward, Jerry, you know?
No, he's got to make his big entrance.
I didn't hear who.
Oh. All right, 2nd place. Oh, one of my favorites. Monkey. Come on, Jet
All
Cody
right,
Monkey
Jet
Style.
Jet Cody Monkey Style, baby. That's my boys. Check out our Facebook video. They got a new member, Zach, kid, learning the ways of barbecue. Right on.
And coming in number 1 in the chicken category, all the way from California, Son of Smoke.
Son of Smoke takes 1st place in chicken.
So father, son, and daughter team. Granddaughter. Oops.
Oh, I love it.
That's a little smoke. All right, we're time for ribs. In 10th place, Smokehound Barbecue.
All right, Smokehound takes 10th place in ribs this year at Santa Anita Winter Snow Competition. And while we wait for them, he's coming along. My very first competition at Dana Point, I met this guy, real cool guy, laid back, and I'm happy to see that he's still
9th place in ribs.
Good job, Mike.
Rooftop Barbecue.
All right, that's Jason. Rooftop Barbecue. He is a rep for Green Mountain Grills. Good job, bro.
In 8th place, Big B's Down and Dirty.
All right, Big B.
Up from my neck of the woods. Actually, closer to Ben. 7th place, another familiar name, Big Papa Smokers.
All right, Big Papa Smokers. That's my boy James. He always takes care of me. Congratulations, Jay.
In 6th place, Papa LaRue's Barbecue.
Papa LaRue. Job.
In 5th place, it should be 6, 7, 8, 9, but in this case it's 7, 8, 9 Barbecue.
Alright, that's 2 calls for 7, 8, fifth. 9 Barbecue. 2 calls.
In 4th place, their presence is starting to become close to legendary, Sharp Gourmet.
All come right. On up. Yep, that's another call for Big Ed and my buddy Fred from Dish and Hands, repping the Sharpe Barbecue team, gourmet barbecue style.
I look at these team names, and some of them just make me laugh. and this is another one, just because it's so cool. In 3rd place, Smoker's Purgatory. All the way from Louisiana. We have a new flag on the wall.
Right.
That's one hell of a long drive if you've ever been out there. Second place, Burning and Looting.
All right, Jerry.
I heard it that time.
All right, and in
he said
number
he heard
one,
his name call this time.
Think about Santa Anita. We track teams from all over the nation. I love this. This team happened to come from Utah. Utah Barbecue Company. Come on up.
All right. Good job, guys.
Good job, guys. Good job, guys. Good job, guys. Good job, guys.
See, I need to come out to Provo more often, huh?
All right, before we go into court, we had a special category of roadkill. How many of you entered that? Yeah, okay. I'm from West Virginia, so that would work. 10th place in pork. Ridge Route Boys Barbecue.
All right, Ridge Route Boys. Yep. These guys have been through a lot. They had their trailer stolen a couple years ago, but they still are kicking and running hard.
In ninth place, Simply Marvelous BBQ.
Oh, one of our elite teams with Creo Brothers BBQ. We got Steph coming up to grab his award right now. Congratulations to Simply Marvelous.
In eighth place. I can't name. I just love these, man. Knife, Pork, and Spoon. In seventh place, the Pit Crew Barbecue of Arizona.
All right. Good crew.
In sixth place, I'm not sure if it's just a new team or a new team for us, but anyway, they came in sixth. Smokin' Volts Barbecue.
Yeah. Well, they're happy. One of the newest teams on the circuit. First Cook Pro Circuit. This is one thing we like in our circuit, is when the new guys take a chance and they end up winning.
Now we have to ask the question, is this your first cook?
Yes.
He says yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
First cook
ever.
This is
the cheapest trophy you will ever get.
Get a picture right here, babe.
They're hooked and they don't even know.
Yep. Get that first piece of plastic, baby. Break out the plastic card.
In fifth place, Cow Tip and Barbecue.
You know it, brother. Cow Tip, another group team that has been on the circuit as long as I have, and they keep doing good.
Fourth place pork and another traveling team, Royal Smokin' Hot Barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
This will pay about 10% of their gas. In third place, Get Her Smoked. From Nevada.
Yeah, baby, represent the Nevada Barbecue Association.
It took me forever to learn how to pronounce this and read it, right?
In second place, I always love saying this team's name, Zizzix Barbecue.
All right. The last word in barbecue. That's Jason.
All right, first place in pork. We this is our only 180 of the whole event, but this team pulled it off. So first place in pork with a perfect score of 180, Big Papa Smokers.
Right on. Big Papa Smokers takes first place with a perfect 180 score in pork. Right on, James.
James the Flame.
Now it's time for the good.
All right, Brisky. In 10th place, Sharp Gourmet.
All right. Big Ed and Fred Bland again. Right on.
In ninth place, nothing to it but to cue it.
Nothing to it but to cue it, baby.
In eighth place, the drive was worth it. Come on, Utah. Utah barbecue, everybody.
All right, guys. Good job.
In seventh place, Cow Tippin' Barbecue.
Smiling, Doug.
In sixth place, and I'm going to do this right without mispronouncing it. It just reminds me of a meal from a long time ago. Rad Fondo Barbecue. I want to say fondue, but hey, come on, Fondo. And in fifth place for brisket, Smokehound Barbecue.
All right. Another local friend of mine.
So we have to ask her if she cooked it or Zach cooked it.
Yeah, huh?
We want to know who cooked it.
Team effort. Yeah, see, she gave
political
it right.
Statement. Fourth place. This is a team I was having fun with out in the Colorado lot. Thank you all, by the way, for those that couldn't come over the bridge. You are troopers, and you're here. You made this happen. Thank you. We know the weather impacted that. In fourth place, Chubby and Tubby's Barbecue.
So we had two dumpster fires this year. Am I looking at you?
Deny, deny, deny. That's always a good road to take.
You got it, Rick. All right.
In third place, the master of brisket, without a doubt. She's been around as long as I have. I just gave it away. Lady of Q.
All
come
right.
Come on, Chevy.
That's Sylvia, Lady of Q.
There she is. In second place, brisket. Papa LaRue's Barbecue. Yeah. And I got to tell you, these numbers were tight. I don't see these until they're given to me at the very last minute, but I'm looking at this, and 10th place was 174.2, and those numbers go through 4th place, where it starts to change to 175. There's only 2 point separation from all of these teams.
Wow.
All right, first place for that ornery piece of meat. Another well-traveled team in this case. Big B's Down and Dirty.
Bill, I think you owe me a hard pound.
right, now we're up to first place brisket.
All right, at this point, we would like to bring up Matt from Mac Smokers. If you ever wondered where that M-A-K from, he's the M. Our sponsor from, I believe it's Dallas, Oregon. Matt Grills is the sponsor of the PC event. This is one of the few events, if not the only one, that offers a cash prize, not just in terms of renewal of your tickets, but a cash prize on top of that. This is a little thing we'd like to honor and respect Matt Grills for. It cost us $12.
We have seven of them,
so hey, we're adding up, right? All right, and I'm going to turn this over to Mac and have him take care of the PC teams for us.
I know, he's so polite, huh?
Hello, as he said, I'm Matt, and then I guess my brother Alex is the A, and my older brother Cal is the K, and that's how we get the name Mac Grills. We're from a tiny town, Dallas, Oregon. There's about 15,000 of us. So more people come out to this event than are in our little town of Dallas. So thank you. And I definitely want to give a big shout out to Ben and Rick and all the Santa Anita and rest of the team here that put this event on, because it surely is amazing. So thank you guys for all that you do. We appreciate it. I also want to thank all the People's Choice teams that come out here and put this event on and do double duty so that we can get another 15, 20,000 people to come out here. I know I talk to a lot of people, and they say every year, at the risk of sounding redundant, that they look forward to this event all the time. So thank you guys for pulling double duty for us. Fifth place, People's Choice. Smokehound Barbecue.
That comes with a little money too, we might want to announce.
And a $200 cash reward. And a $12 plaque.
You're very welcome.
Right on, Mike.
And in fourth place, Blue Eyed Barbecue. Come on down.
How much money?
Are you alive?
Here's your plaque, and this also has a $400 cash gift.
Sweet, I'll take that. Thank you, my friend. Thank you.
Don't worry, it can be edited.
Okay. In that case.
Thank you.
Good job, bro.
All right. Third place and $600. Twisted Brisket Barbecue.
All right.
Good job, guys.
Come on over. These guys have been a good support for Creole Brothers. Yeah. And to the whole circuit, it's just amazing that they continue to stick with it and keep doing it.
Send me that.
All right.
Good job, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, man.
$800 and second place, Seven Sins Barbecue.
Right on, baby. Part of the Creole Brothers Elite Team. Jesse.
Egg rolls,
baby.
I know.
That's what I'm talking about.
They were doing
good job.
Yeah. Awesome.
Congratulations.
Oh, yeah. So.
Seven, six.
You eat more than two, you're going to have a lump on the left side of your stomach. Yeah.
Proud of you, dog.
You redneck egg rolls.
Redneck egg rolls. Yeah.
The first place prize comes with a bigger plaque and $1,000. I just want to say that this is the first time that any team has won first place in 3 years, or for 3 years in a row, and that team is Out of Gas Barbecue.
All right. Well, I predicted that one again this year. Yeah. The girls are good. The girls are good.
Congratulations, you guys and gals. Is there anyone who has not turned in their PC tickets to be accounted for? If you'd like to get paid for your PC tickets, you also need to have a W-9 on file. So if you dropped off your tickets and didn't fill out a W-9, this is as good a time as any to go into the judge's tent and fill one out. On that note, if you won any prize money today and took home a plaque, come see Stacy over here, grab a W-9, fill it out, and you'll get your money with your results as soon as we're done with awards. You can come get one anytime. She's got pens. Thank you.
Mac, baby.
Now we're going to do the overalls.
Good to see you. Thank you. Good to see you. Do you want to do the judging, giving up?
Yeah, let him know if he's
okay, let me grab that. If you have a plaque in your hand today, you're going to get your results from me. By handing me a W-9.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't pull those out. I'm so sorry.
We talked about this.
Oh, you did. Well, okay.
We may have a problem. No.
Well, that's kind of a problem. All right. For the remaining folks that are here, Steve will have 1 through 40. Julie will have 41 through 70. And Ian will have 71 through 92. Okay, so a W-9 gets you your reward, your award money and your results if you came up for a plaque. And that includes our grand and reserve when we announce them shortly. Some of you have sent me a W-9. If you filled one out in the tent, that's fine too. Just want to get it covered. Put your team name at the top if you wouldn't mind. And now we'll call out some overalls.
All right, let's get this done. We're about 5 minutes from a storm, I think. All right, you ready? In 10th place, the Pit Crew Barbecue of Arizona.
Pit Crew.
In 9th place, Burnin' and Lootin'. In 8th place, Fu Man Q Barbecue, or Crew. I'm sorry, Fu Man Q Crew. In 7th, Zizix Barbecue. Coming in 6th, Smoker's Purgatory. In 5th place, Smokehound Barbecue. Coming in number 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 Barbecue. That joke only works once, I know. 3rd place, Cow Tippin' Barbecue. We're talking tenths, hundreds of points in the last couple calls. That's how close it was. However, we do have a reserve and we have a grand. Separated by about 1 point. Our reserve grand champion for the 7th annual Santa Anita Barbecue Championship is Sharp Gourmet Cooking Wood.
All right. Reserve grand champion goes to Sharp Gourmet Barbecue, where they had just joined Creole Brothers Elite Team for the wood products that they market. So we will be having that available for you soon out in Las Vegas, Nevada. Congratulations, Big Ed.
Good job, Ed.
All right, once again, Ben and I would like to thank you all for coming out to the 7th annual. We hope to see you at the 8th. You've been wonderful supporting us throughout the years, and even in these conditions of this weekend. We also like to thank the crew that supported us, all of our reps, our wonderful reps, and of course the support staff from Santa Anita. Now, finally, we have our winner. The grand champion for the 7th annual Santa Anita Barbecue Championship is Big Papa Smokers.
All right, James, way to go. Another grand champion for Big Papa Smokers. You didn't mess my podcast up with that.
Sorry, dude.
All right. So that's the 7th annual Winter Circle Championship results, everyone. We thank you for listening to our podcast. We will be airing another podcast coming up this coming week where we will be talking about upcoming events, tricks of the trade, and events that you can get yourself involved in. This is Pitmaster Creole. We're out.